This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted Maha Kumbh in Prayagraj has reflected the spirit of rising India and the entire world witnessed the power of the country. He added that unity in diversity is a speciality of India, which was experienced during the recently concluded Maha Kumbh.
अनेकता में एकता भारत की विशेषता है ये हम हमेशा कहते आए हैं ये हमने हमेशा महसूस किया है और इसी के विराट रूप का अनुभव हमने प्रयागराज महाकुंभ में किया है हमारा दायित्व है कि अनेकता में एकता की इसी विशेषता को हम निरंतर समृद्ध करते रहें
Making a statement in the Lok Sabha on Maha Kumbh, Mr. Modi said, when the entire world is going through challenging times, the grand show of this unity is the country's biggest strength. He underlined the need to continue enriching this speciality of unity in diversity. Highlighting the importance of water conservation, the Prime Minister said India has many rivers and some of which are endangered. He stressed on the need to expand Nadi Utsav, taking inspiration from the Maha Kumbh. The Prime Minister said this historic event has dispelled doubts in some quarters about India's capability. He lauded the people who contributed to the success of Maha Kumbh in Prayagraj, saying that this historic event has given a lot of inspiration to the countrymen as it was led by the people.
मैं सरकार के समाज के सभी कर्मयोगियों का अभिनंदन करता हूं मैं देश भर के श्रद्धालुओं को यूपी की जनता विशेष तौर पर प्रयागराज की जनता का धन्यवाद करता हूं
After Mr. Modi's statement, the opposition members created noisy scenes in the House, asking under which rule the Prime Minister was allowed to speak. Speaker Om Birla clarified that the rules have provisions that Prime Minister and Union Ministers can make statements in the House. As ruckus continued, the Speaker had adjourned the House till 1 p.m. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need for a fair and robust international order. He stressed that the absence of a strong global order not only benefits powerful countries, but also enables smaller nations to take risks and challenge the established norms. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Raisina Dialogue session, Thrones and Thorns, Defending the Integrity of Nations, in New Delhi this morning. He highlighted the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity, citing India's experience with Pakistan's illegal occupation of Kashmir. Dr. Jaishankar also emphasized the need for fairness and consistency in global standards, while pointing out the difference in international responses to military coups in Myanmar and Western countries. Speaking at the Raisina Dialogue this morning, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard expressed her gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the invitation and highlighted the constructive discussions held during her visit. Ms. Gabbard said it had been a constructive few days engaging with her Indian counterparts and building on the momentum generated by President Trump and Mr. Modi's joint statement in Washington, D.C. last month. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will hold a meeting with the CEO of UIDAI, secretaries from the Home Ministry and the Legislative Department in New Delhi today to discuss the linking of Aadhaar identification numbers with the voter ID. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has collapsed, triggering a devastating wave of violence across the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces launched extensive airstrikes earlier today, killing at least 200 people, according to Palestinian health authorities, with many of the victims reportedly being children. This marks the largest military assault since the ceasefire began on January 19th this year, ending nearly 2 months of relative calm. Strikes targeted multiple locations throughout Gaza. The Israeli military confirmed hitting dozens of targets and warned operations would continue as long as necessary, suggesting that ground troops would soon rejoin the conflict. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team will be in action this evening in Wolverhampton, England. Women's team will lock horns with Wales from Group D at 5:30 p.m. IST, while the men's team will take on Scotland from Group B at 10:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.